All right, here she is in the Red Velvet Cake studio.
Yeah.
Lunel, woo-hoo. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Everything all right when you got back?
Everything was blissful. I walked all the gristle out my back walking around that chair.
The gristle out your back.
Yes, all the gristle is gone, bone on bone.
Oh, my God.
A large ship. I haven't seen that many black folks on the ship since I'm a star. Lord of mercy.
You loved it. You loved it. You were all over that ship. I got to give the cape to you. You are the hardest worker on the Fantastic Board.
Thank you. I had been begging for so long. Just let me on, Tom. Just let me on the ship.
And you took your open and went straight through the door all the way to one end of the ship, up, down, all around.
I went from the spa. I didn't get much. I didn't get to the gym. However, isn't that funny? I didn't make it to the gym.
But you worked. You worked hard.
I did. It wasn't work for me. You know, I believe in, you know, I'm trying to get some place in my life. And I believe you can't really go on a trip like that and sequester yourself. You just have to suck it up and know, yes, you going to take 10,000 pictures. Yes, they're going to come and take the fork out your hand. You're going to get mobbed in the buffet line, and, you know, they're going to see you in your bathing suit. So just take a couple shots and man up and do it. And then I just tried to make the most of it, and the entertainment
and
was amazing. It was great. It was the time of my life.
Well, congratulations. You're going to Korea to entertain the troops?
Yes, I'm going to spread my love amongst the military.
You're
going to
do spread what?
Everything that's spreadable is going to be spread amongst the army boys.
Well, you're going to Korea.
I'm going to Korea. The day I get back from being out here at the Arlington Improv on Monday, I leave on Tuesday. The trick is going to be unpacking from this trip, washing, and packing for 10 days in Korea, all within, you know, 12-hour span. So that's going to be the trick.
But, Lunel, don't get in any trouble in Korea, because if you go to jail out there, we can't come and get you.
Girl,
you
I ain't
got to be to work early.
I ain't going to jail no more.
No more.
That's the jail's out there. Lunel. And they got them signs.
Girl,
don't
I'm a
cross.
Lover. I'm a lover. Not a fighter. I'm not going nowhere near the sign. I'm going to be up in the bag painting my fingernails and getting pretty for the boys, because if you hear any noise,
it's going to be you and the boys.
That's right.
You're going to make people
army.
Go AWOL.
The
AWOL.
Army. Yeah, it wouldn't be
entertaining the troops.
Yes, they love me. They need me.
Now, this is the first time you've done this? Does it have to be clean? Or you can do whatever you want to do?
No, I can do whatever I want to do, but if you say the N-word at all bets are off, and you got to get the money back.
Really?
Yes, if you say the N-word at all, it null and void the contract.
I love that.
I love it, too. I can say MF and a whole bunch of other stuff instead of that.
You like, I'll switch it out.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of adjectives in my vocabulary.
That's what
have
I
you
love. You not limited.
Lunel, this is your first time?
This is my first time going to Korea. Probably last. This is my first time going to Korea.
But not the first time with the military.
No, not at all. I've been all through the Marines and the Navy. So now I'm spreading my love.
Have you been with Siemens?
I collect Siemens.
Shut up, man.
You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this with me.
Ting.
No.
You talked. You were on stage on the ship, by the way, and you killed it. And I was very. It was very interesting to me because you talked about how you've made love a lot in your life, and you only got a few good years left.
No, I didn't say a few good years. I said a few good sessions left. I ain't got about 45 or 50 good sessions left, and I'm gonna shut it down
because you've done everything.
I'm tired, Tom. Tom. Twosomes, threesomes, foursomes, indoors, outdoors, in the rain, in the heat, clothes on, clothes off, on the floor, on the couch, on the table, in the kids' room, in the adults' room, the TV on, TV off, and candlelight, daylight, dark. I'm tired.
Oh, I'm tired.
Just hearing it.
Well, can you imagine? I got frequent flyer miles on this.
Ooh,
right here. But I might, you know, I might be able to manage a few more little sessions amongst the military.
Do you prefer younger or older, Lunella?
Younger. Hello. Younger? Everybody knows that about me.
I know on the cruise, let me tell you, Lunell had some nice little honeys on the cruise that were younger. Little yummy pastries on that cruise.
How old, Sherry?
How young?
I was impressed.
You know, yeah. What's your age limit,
I believe that once you graduate high school, you start amongst the world and adventures in your life. So I say get them 18 right out
18,
of high school.
18,
okay. No, listen, if they down, I'm down.
The one you had, Linnell, when we went to the hip-hop old school concert, Teddy Riley, or Kumo D said, everybody 40 and over, put your hands in the air. He didn't put his hands up. He said, everybody 30 and over. He put his hands was down. I said, how old are you?
Well, listen, mind your business, Sherry Shepherd, first of all.
And, I was too much in your man's business.
Yeah, and I would suggest you get a little bit younger as per, you know.
And that's how you get checked by the diva.
That's how you stay young. You know, I had to have some dental work a couple of months ago, and I got 3 teeth pulled, and I got a little tooth pulled up here. I'm about to get that. I paid that off. I'm about to get me an implant because I ain't going to be looking like Hattie Mae on the side of my mouth. But that is not a cute look when you go to meet the boys' people.
They still got their baby teeth.
this little thing here, I'm about to close that up. I'm about to close this up right here.
What advice, Lunell, what advice would you give to women who are single, who are or divorced, going through for the going out?
In other words, talk to Sherry. Anybody going through that but you.
Sherry, you can call me. You know you got my number, girl. If you need counseling and mentorship, I'm here for you, baby, 24/7.
Now, do you give dating advice on stage? Like when you're at the improv, the Arlington Improv, will you give advice
every now and
stage?
Then, I have been known to do a question and answer thing or I, you know, I offer my own opinions. If you were asking me, Sherry, what advice I would give to women out there who are, like, looking to maybe link up with some of these cats and stuff like that. Well, first of all, you have to be where they are. You know, like, go lurk around the basketball courts and stuff like that. That's where they be out there sweating and pumping and bouncing around. And you just play cheerleader. Yay! Oh, good shot! You know, do stuff like that. Then buy them a basketball if that's what they need.
Okay,
you know, it ain't tricking if you got it, Sherry. You know you can afford to go with basketball.
No, my money gone, girl.
Or maybe not, but I'll be willing to front you.
I can't afford nothing.
Right, let that go on the record. Judge, she can't afford nothing. Oh, Sherry. But I just think that women need to get the scowl off their face, laugh more, smile more, be more exciting and inviting, say hi, you know, flirt. Everything is not a winky face emoji con on your text. You know, wave at somebody, flirt with somebody, bend over and pick up something in the grocery store. Oh, I dropped my grapes. Oopsie.
Oopsie, okay, I got to get that word in my vocabulary. Grapes.
Yeah, the young ones like that.
They like oopsie.
Yeah.
Because I never said oopsie.
Watch what happens. Somebody will come up with you and pick your grapes for you, girl.
Try it in Vons today.
We love you, Linnell.
Hey!
At the Arlington Improv.
Yeah.
All weekend. Starting tonight.
And then Korea, watch out.
Yeah, watch out, boys in the Army.